Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is February 8th, 2015, and today we're going to begin a series of shows on the upcoming summer regional conventions of the American Guild of Organists. Every other summer, on even-numbered years, the American Guild of Organists holds a convention somewhere in the country for its entire membership. However, on the odd-numbered years, the Guild holds several smaller regional conventions in different parts of the country. Each of these conventions is hosted by an individual chapter of the Guild in each region. The Guild recently underwent some geographical changes, and 2015 will be the first conventions organized under the new regional alignment. Instead of numbered regions, the country is now divided into Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, Southeast, Great Lakes, North Central, Southwest, and the West regions. The conventions are open to both members and non-members of the AGO, and you don't have to live in the region of a particular convention to attend. We're taking time to talk to some of the hard-working individuals responsible for putting together these regional conventions this summer in order to give you a preview of what's coming up and to help you plan your attendance at these events. The first convention of the summer is the North Central Region, which used to be called Region 6. It's being held in St. Louis, Missouri. The convention starts Monday, June 22nd, and joining me from St. Louis is the director of the convention committee, Andrew Peters. Give us a little bit of information on the convention. Tell about the schedule of the convention. What can attendees expect this year?
Sure. I'll start with the schedule. And like you said, it starts on Monday, June 22nd. And this way, nobody has to get a substitute for church to attend the convention. So it begins Monday, and all day long, the AGO Quimby Regional Competition for Young Organists will be taking place. And certainly, people are invited to attend that if they wish. But the main big event will be that evening at 7:30 p.m. We'll have a recital downtown at Christ Church Cathedral with Christopher Marks. He'll be playing the Alien Skinner from 1965 there, that 70-rank organ. And Chris Marks is the organ professor at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. So that'll be a really great way to start the whole convention. And then after that, people will return to the convention hotel and the exhibits will be open and we'll have an opening reception. Then Tuesday is more of a full day. The morning events, we have three of them, and they're all within a block of each other, so that'll enable people just to walk from one to the next. And so that begins Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. We start at the Fox Theater, and Mark Gifford from Springfield, Illinois, will be playing the Mighty Wurlitzer there. And the Fox is a very impressive room, a building with amazing architecture, so I think people will really enjoy that. And then we go to a completely different contrast. At 9:50 that morning, the St. Louis Children's Choirs will present a concert at the Sheldon Concert Hall. And then following that, at 11 o'clock a.m., we'll have a hymn festival at Third Baptist Church, and that's with John Benke. He's designed this hymn festival, and he'll be leading it and playing the organ for it. And Third Baptist has a recently renovated organ. It's a Kilgan and Moeller, and then Reuter renovated it in 2012. And it's a wonderful 72-rank organ, and it'll be wonderful for the hymn playing and hymn leading. And this festival includes, along with John Benke, it includes the Gateway Ringers of St. Louis and a choir made up of people from area churches. And then in the afternoon, we'll return to the hotel and we'll have workshops with a whole bunch of different subjects, things ranging from chant to jazz and worship to a class about what the AGO offers people. Clifford Hill will be doing a music reading session. We also have another class about Herbert Howells. Someone will be doing a class on personal finance for church musicians, and we also have a workshop on spirituals. There'll be a break in there, and then the regional meeting, and then people will have dinner on their own. And then in the evening, we're going to two churches, which are very close to each other, to hear two different recitals. One is by Anna Myung. She's from the University of Kansas and a member of the Greater Kansas City chapter of the AGO. And she'll be playing at Hope United Church of Christ. And that church has a 28-rank Harrison & Harrison from 2002. And also that evening, Barbara Radeke will play at St. Mark's Episcopal Church. And St. Mark's has a 2009 Juche Sinclair. That's a wonderful instrument at 23 ranks. And Barbara Radeke is organ professor at Washington University in St. Louis. So those two events will be a nice way to finish out the Tuesday. And then Wednesday, June 24th, we start off with morning prayer at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Ladue. And at 10:15 that morning, Daryl Robinson from Houston, Texas, will play a recital also at St. Peter's Episcopal. And they have a 57-rank Mander organ that was built in 2001. Then we'll go for lunch at First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood and hear the winner of the regional organ competition. And Kirkwood has, I believe, the newest organ we'll hear at the convention. It's a 76-rank Cassavant from 2013. And so the winner of that competition will play. And then again, we'll go into a series of workshops. We have subjects such as the beginning improvisation. Also, James Thomashower, the executive director of the AGO, will be with us, and he's going to present a workshop on chapters, members, and the future of the AGO. And we also have a workshop on the music of Leo Sowerby. Other workshops include a workshop on breathing and other myths about choral singing. We have a session on historical and contemporary women composers for the organ, and also Morningstar Music is sponsoring a organ repertoire session with Kelly Dobbs Mickus. At 4 o'clock that afternoon at Kirkwood Baptist Church, the Gateway Ringers of St. Louis will present a concert. Then we'll return back to the hotel, and that evening we have our banquet at the hotel. And then at 8:15 that evening, we go to the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis, and Thomas Murray from Yale University will play the closing recital. And that'll be a great way to finish our convention. The Basilica is a very impressive building, and it has a wonderful 118-rank organ that will match what he does very well. And then people will leave on Thursday to return home.
I see on the website you have exhibits during the convention. What kinds of exhibitors will you have?
I can vary. I know we have right now two music companies exhibiting, and we're hoping sometimes organ builders will also exhibit, or, you know, generally relate it to the organ and choral field.
What kind of things have you and the committee done to give attendees a unique experience in St. Louis?
Well, we've tried hard to showcase St. Louis. I mean, one of the great things about St. Louis is the wonderful architecture and different approaches to buildings and churches. So I think people will really enjoy seeing the different venues. Also, one thing we worked hard at was trying to showcase smaller instruments, and that's one of the things we're excited about with the Tuesday evening recitals I was telling you about. To show people two excellent organs, even though they're, you know, 28 ranks or less, but to show people that a well-designed smaller instrument can be highly versatile. So I think people will appreciate those. But again, just the variety of showing things, everything from the Wurlitzer to the Basilica concert and also a handbell concert and the children's choir. And again, going back to the architecture point, that was one of the reasons we decided to hold the children's choir concert at the Sheldon Concert Hall, again, to give people just an added part of their experience while here. So I think people will really enjoy it, especially if they haven't ever been to St. Louis.
Do you get a lot of good cooperation from the various venues, the churches, cathedrals, concert halls? Are they eager to help with the convention?
Yes, people were very excited, and we had more venues than we could possibly fit, so it was hard to pick only certain ones out of countless options. But yes, people have been very helpful, and I think they're excited that we're having this here.
Now, there are obviously a lot of details in putting together a convention like this. What is the process of planning this kind of event?
It is a lot of thinking ahead and planning. Basically, the plans start about, I'd say, 3 years ahead or more, because first a chapter has to want to do or host a convention or want to put one on. And so they have to communicate this wish to the national headquarters. And there's a committee that looks at proposals from different chapters, and they decide who will host what conventions when. So once you get past that and you're approved, the work begins very far in advance. February 2013, we had a chapter meeting where we took input from chapter members about things they envisioned for the convention, subjects they thought we should talk about. I mean, we had chart after chart of things that people wanted us to consider so that we could start the whole entire process with some input from the chapter, since we wanted everybody to feel a part of it. Also, around that same time, you start to form your steering committee, and there's, I believe we have 14 people, chairs of various committees on the steering committee. And then you have to put together a tentative plan for all this. And in October 2013, we had to submit a proposed budget and program, which features the artists and workshops. We had to submit all this to the national committee that oversees all the conventions. And that's a little tricky because you can't have official contracts with anybody because you don't know if your budget and your programs will get approved by this committee. So that makes it a little tough. But once you get approval from them, I think we had approval in December 2013, then you have to move ahead with contracting with all of these people. Meanwhile, you're working on contracts with a convention hotel and a agreement with a bus company for transportation. And there's a long, long timeline that we follow, and it tells you each month what you should be working on. And if you work on all these things ahead, then once you get to the convention, it's basically going to run itself with all your plans in place.
The process of planning these conventions appears to be a rather seamless project. I noticed on the Thursday following the convention, the committee of this 2015 convention will meet with the committee for the 2017 convention. You're working on this convention, but already working ahead on the next one.
Right, exactly. People from the 2017 regional will be with us, and you're right, we'll have a debriefing session where we'll hopefully share some of what we learned, because you learn so much from doing this. And when we went to the Springfield, Missouri convention in 2013, at the end of that convention, we met with their committee, and they gave us all sorts of things to learn and think about as we were approaching ours. So you're right, it kind of is seamless. It just keeps going.
Are there any particularly challenging aspects to putting together a convention like this?
Yes, I think the biggest challenge that we knew very early was logistics. St. Louis, as far as we could find, does not have a hotel next to a church. Because if you do have a hotel right next to a church, that can make things easy for some concerts and workshops and things like that. But since we couldn't find any situation like that, that meant that we knew early on that we had to do transportation for all the attendees to different events. And that was a big challenge at first when thinking about the schedule and also the costs of busing people, because you need to create a schedule that gives variety, but on the other hand is realistic so that you can get to all the places on time. So I feel like that was probably, I think, our biggest issue that we worked around, but I think we came up with a great solution, and the busing part of our convention is included in the registration fee for people who go to the convention. So I think that'll make things really easy. So if you've registered for the convention, that means you get on the buses, and that'll, I think, make things run very smoothly.
Well, as many people know, St. Louis has been in the news a lot lately with the various disturbances going on. Do you think this will have any effect on the convention?
All of the area churches and the areas we're going to be in during this have not experienced the issues that have been brought up in the news about St. Louis.
Is there anything else that you want attendees to know about this year's North Central Regional Convention?
Just that I hope people will consider attending. We've already started to get good registrations in. I think the committee's done a really great job putting a strong convention together in a short amount of time. As I mentioned earlier, we intentionally started this on a Monday evening because we thought if people didn't have to think about getting substitutes for Sundays, that might help our numbers. And also, we made it ending on a Wednesday, so if you're out of town and having to stay in a hotel, it makes it a little more affordable, and again, gives you time to get back to your home to get ready for the following Sunday. And we have very reasonable registration rates, especially if people register before March 1st. Like, we have early bird rates. I think people will be very pleased if they attend ours.
We've been talking with Andrew Peters, director of the American Guild of Organists. 2015 North Central Regional Convention will be held in St. Louis, Missouri this summer. Convention starts June 22nd and runs through June 24th. The convention website is ago2015.org, and there you can get more information about the convention, register to attend, register to be an exhibitor, or purchase ads in the program book. And don't forget, March 1st, the registration rates go up, so act quickly if you want to attend this convention. Andrew Peters, thank you very much for joining us on today's show.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Now, just to tempt you, to give you a little taste of what to expect in St. Louis, one of the concert venues is St. Mark's Episcopal Church in St. Louis. They have a 23-rank 2009 Jouget Sinclair pipe organ. Barbara Redeke, organ professor at Washington University in St. Louis, will be performing at this church for the convention, where she recorded her album Confluence on this organ. One of the selections she recorded was composed by Nicholas Bruns, Preludium in E minor.
Thank you.
One more selection for today. Andrew Peters, whom we just interviewed for the show, played this selection, 10 Pieces of the Organ by Theodore Dubois, Part 3, Andante. It was recorded at the Third Baptist Church in St. Louis on their 1930 Kilgan, 1947 Muller, 2012 Reuter pipe organ. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.